You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
And when I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
We're on to Cincinnati.
It's my team. It's my quarterback.
They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Hello? You play to win the game.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Playoffs? You kidding me?
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
How can you not be romantic about football, man?
Welcome to the Benched with Bonetta podcast. Guys, my brain is at, I would say, about 2% today. We've got a 2% function rate because your girl is somehow still jet lagged. I think it might be worse coming back, by the way. I just obviously got back from Munich. Me and Tom Brady hung out a ton. We basically hung out the entire time I was there. We're best friends now. But I messed up. My brain ain't working. The first day that I got back, I woke up at 3 a.m. Do you guys agree that the way coming home is worse? Because I feel like when you're going somewhere, you're excited about like where you're going. Oh my God, I get to go hang out with Tom Brady. Oh my God, I get to go to this international game. I have a schedule. I have people to hang out with. But when I'm home, what do I got to do? Laundry? Expenses? Come on, I'd rather be in bed.
That is a fair point, but I just know my experience coming back from London, like the entire week in London, I was trying to adjust and I never really adjusted. And maybe that's why the transition back home was so much easier. But when I got back home, I felt like I was right back to life and I didn't need any time.
That's wild. You don't think you changed to London town at London town to London time? Welcome to London town. You don't think you changed to London time at all while you were there? That's wild.
Yeah,
some people
I think
tried to do that, and I think that's crazy.
It was crazy though, because there were days that I was awake till 4 in the morning in my hotel room, and like it was crazy.
Yeah, but that was probably by choice. I mean, there were some nights that I was up until like 2 a.m. in Germany, but it's because I was having a blast. Okay. Guys, speaking of travel, by the way, I got to give it up to my guy, Mohan. Mo, I feel like every single time I talk to you, you're not only on the way to a wedding, which is like a brag. Okay, we get it. You have friends. But you are in the wedding party. Nay, you're the best man. Often. That's a testimony to who you are as a person.
Thanks.
Can you just speak to that? What's the key?
I don't know.
Like, why are you just like infiltrating all these friend groups and becoming their best friend and best man?
I think I've been a groomsman 6 times, a best man 3 times. This is going to be my 3rd. So.
But you know what's going to be tricky is you've been so many people's best mans. You're going to get married. And
yeah.
how do you figure that out? Because usually a normal person, I think, is probably a best man or a maid of honor
once
in their life.
Yeah.
Maybe twice if you have siblings or like a really close cousin. Okay. So what's going to happen when you get married and you have all of these people be like, bro, I had you be best man at my wedding. What's the dealio? How are you going to do that?
I don't know. I think about that a lot and it gives me a lot of anxiety, and maybe that's the barrier that's with me finding a girl here. So.
It's because you can't. Don't want to pick a best man.
Yeah, I have to be like, I'm sorry, I'm interested, but I have some.
Listen, girly, we could take this thing all the way, but I can't because I actually am just not able to make a decision.
Great,
do you have your best man speech already written and good to go?
It's
unlike
written.
Graver, who just likes to roll the dice and do it on the plane.
Yeah, that's wild.
No, it's like been circulating in my head for weeks, and then I just finally
I get it.
Did you go
for comedy, Mo, or do you go for the heartfelt?
I got a formula. I gotta go comedy to open, then you know, first time we met, friendship, then you know, give him a little crap, then tie in the fiance, and then end it very sentimental on what he means to me and what she means to him, and everyone's happy. Then the toast. Aww. It's an easy formula.
Wow, you just made
10 out of 10.
You've done so many of these.
What do you guys think about reading off a phone versus memorizing versus reading off a piece of paper?
Oof. I wouldn't bring the phone. Don't bring the phone out.
That was going to be my plan.
That's not classy.
Ooh.
Classy. Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Write it down.
This is
bad
feedback from my perspective, because I did 2 best man speeches in the last 6 weeks, I read them both off my phone.
Okay.
But I also made a joke out of it. Like, I went up there. I was like, I'm not texting. I have my speech here. Sorry.
Did that get laughs?
The first wedding it did. The second wedding.
Well, I'm nervous that I'm going to lose my place on my phone. Or my phone's going to shut off. And
yeah,
like
what happens? What if you get a text? What if somebody calls you?
Yeah, I didn't.
I think you just write it down. I think there's something nice about a nice little card.
Yeah.
A nice little.
People back here are saying it doesn't look good in pictures to be holding your phone up there, which I had never thought about.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is good feedback. Thanks.
I will say,
if anybody ever asked me to be a maid of honor, I'm going to be like, guys, it's, I didn't even prepare anything. I didn't write anything, and just pick up a stack of papers and throw it on the table. That's going to be my first gag.
How long was your speech, Justin?
My first speech came in at 7 minutes.
Oh my God.
I rehearsed it and it was 4, and then I performed it and it was 7. My second speech,
7 minutes.
I rehearsed it and it was 2.5, and I performed it and it was 5, and that was a good.
I'm going for like a minute and a half here. Because
yeah, that's impossible.
I'm the last thing. I'm after dinner. I'm the last thing before the dance floor opens. Everyone's going to be like, all right,
there's no way you can go through that whole formula in a minute and a half.
I can do it.
I think you're underestimating time.
And if I'm nervous, I'll talk faster or read faster.
Okay.
My other question real quick. Justin, did your tux fit? Because I don't know if you guys remember out there, but he had his tux rental.
Who could forget?
He was picking it up in Kansas City instead of having it sent to LA to try on.
Yes, it fit because I went and got measured and then placed the order and had it conveniently where I was going for the wedding.
We think this is way more chaotic than I think that it actually was. I think that there were measurements, there was a plan in place, but just the idea of him going and picking. We are disaster-minded, Mo, so we're like, everything is going to go wrong, and Justin just trusted the process, and maybe we should take a page out of his book.
Yeah, sometimes everything just works out.
I like it.
And if it doesn't, then you make a joke out of it, and it's fine. Great story.
Unless you are the Seahawks and you are in Germany playing Tom Brady. That was crazy. What a segue, huh?
Football.
Munich was absolutely so much fun. Nobody knows this. I don't think I've talked about this on the podcast, but my entire family was in Munich when I was there for the game. My brother just had a baby and he lives in Munich, literally just moved there. Okay, so they're there. I get to meet my niece for the first time, which I didn't think I was going to do until next year. Then my mom decided to go because she's the nanny now. And then my other brother decided to show up because he was on a tour in Spain playing music. So all the stars aligned. And then all of a sudden I called them up and I was just like, hey, I'm going to be in Germany. And everyone's just like, so are we. And it was crazy, not just in Germany of all places, but in Munich. So I got to spend time with my family every night. My mom was hanging out with Irv drinking beers at Hofbräuhaus. It was insane. Mooch was in Lederhosen, Rich Eisen, Colleen Wolf. Rita Bonetta is a big NFL Network. She's a champion. She's a star amongst the peoples now. But it was so much fun. That was crazy. And then the game was incredible. Seeing Tom Brady in person play, I was at the Super Bowl that was in Houston. That was Patriots-Falcons. And I wasn't able. I was inside for the pregame. I was allowed to be in there. And then as soon as the game started, I got kicked out. I got booted in that game of all games, the craziest Super Bowl that's happened in the past, whatever. One of the craziest ones in the last decade. I got kicked out. I didn't see Tom Brady. And this time I was down on the field. I got to watch him walk in. The man glows. The man just oozes stardom, and it is very cool to actually I didn't mean to geek out because whatever, you're supposed to be professional in that setting, but seeing his actual name on the back of his jersey, you guys, was wild. Have y'all seen Tom Brady play in person? Like, to that distance, that close distance?
No.
Nope, haven't seen Tom.
How was watching him play wide receiver?
I was on the wrong side of the field for that, but what awesome. A moment that would have been.
Yeah.
The thing about that is, like, everyone's kind of, like, in on the joke. Like, everyone loves to make fun of Tom Brady. So even in Germany, the entire stadium erupted in laughter when that happened.
Oh,
like, it was
God.
Just such a perfect moment.
I heard when
the game
when
was
the ball...
super fun. I really wanted this...
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, when he started to slip, I heard he screamed, "Lenny, no, don't," like, because Fournette threw it. And it, like, if you yeah. were there and you heard it, like, that would have been...
That would have been amazing. Yeah. No, I was on the wrong side of the field, but I did get to see what happened. And what a special little, like, fun thing that he tried to do for Germany. Like, the place would have... He's a showman. Like, he knows what's going to make the crowd go wild. And that last shot of him, like, walking out of the stadium, and he takes off his hat and does one of these, and the entire place, like, just goes off. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He knows what he's
a true
up
professional.
To. And then, guys, I gotta say, we're gonna be going to Germany every year, because that place is filled to the brim with football fans. Somebody said something really interesting to me when I was over there. They said the London games are a lot of people from London, but they're actually just a lot of people from Europe, like, traveling in to see these games. The Germany game is just people from Germany. Like, that's just how many football fans are there. There's that 3 million number that keeps on getting tossed around. There were so many people waiting in the queue on Ticketmaster for these games. They estimate that if there were just, like, unlimited tickets in the world, that 3 million people would have gotten tickets to this game, which
wow.
is just bonkers, insane. So we're going to be going back to Germany. I hope that Tom Brady is still playing next year and he can go back, because the people clearly love him. And I'm sure you guys saw the Country Roads. I still don't know why a John Denver song, just because he's, like, super, like, Americana. Like, do you guys know why they chose to sing Country Roads?
No, I think it's, like, just some fan tradition in Europe or something, because apparently, like, Sweet Caroline is also something that they've sang overseas at sporting events for years and years and years and years. I don't really understand why.
I guess Sweet Caroline I'm used to, because I feel like that is the song to sing at any
yeah.
sporting event, no matter it's football or basketball or baseball or anything. I probably heard it at a hockey game. But Country Roads, I was like, Country Roads? And everyone knew every single word to the song. So yeah, you're right. They must just, like, it must be like a Bayern Munich thing, or maybe just like a
yeah.
thing. Anyways, Munich was awesome. I ate way too many pretzels. And I know what you're wondering. Did I have a hot dog at the stadium? Have I learned my lesson? The answer is yes, and the answer is no. Yes, I did eat a hot dog. No, I have not learned my lesson. It was pretty gnarly, though, and it didn't make me feel good.
Mm.
So maybe I should. Maybe I should take a
break. Did you have more pretzels or hot dogs?
Speaking of Tom Brady, did I eat more pretzels or more hot dogs? Ugh, honestly, probably a little bit of, like, even. And the pretzels that I will say, every pretzel that I had, kind of hard, kind of a bit, like, that it's been just, like, hanging out in the wind. Like, the soft pretzels that we have in the United States. I will say, like, the bread, like, everything is just, like, kind of better over there. Pretzels didn't hit as hard, I
no.
must say.
Sad.
Please don't come after me. For
yeah, that was...
So, speaking of Tom Brady, there was a trailer for the movie that came out. 80... What's it called? 80 to Brady? 80 on the way to
Brady?
80 for Brady. A bunch of ladies who are hot for Tom Brady go to a Patriots game. It looks insane. It looks wild. I did laugh out loud at the Gronk part. There's a part at the end where one of the ladies clearly, like, has some drugs, and all she sees is, like, Guy Fieri. If you haven't seen the trailer, go and see it. Tom's in it. It looks very fun. It looks like one gigantic ad for the Patriots, just, like, Patriots gear everywhere. And I must say, it's hard to, like, make scripted stuff about the NFL. And so to have, like, Tom Brady attached to this project and them actually get it made, and apparently it's a true story. Oh, I'm very excited for this movie to come out.
Based on.
Based on.
It was weird seeing Brady in a Patriots uniform,
like,
again.
I know. And you could see that he's like his age now.
Yeah.
Like you could see the gray in his
The movie's coming out before the Super Bowl. What would they have done if the Bucks made the Super Bowl? Well, I mean, they still might, but how awkward would that be if like this movie's out with him and the Patriots and then he's on the Bucks in the Super Bowl?
I don't think it's awkward. I think he's like one of the like executive producers of it. He's going to be like promoting the movie all the way to the Super Bowl.
So are we going to take like a benched field trip to go see it together when it comes out?
Yes. I love this. Yeah. I love this. The movie, it looks choogy, but I'm in on the choog lately. So sign me up. Okay. Before we get to game picks, before we go to the break, I just have a quick question. This has kind of been on my mind all week, and I know this is coming out on a Friday. We're about like a week removed, but guess what? I was in Munich and I still have things to say. Jeff Saturday, everyone was all up in arms. Oh my God, how could they hire a coach that's never coached before? And he's an ex-player and that's all he does. And he's tweeting about the Raiders. Madness. Okay. He goes and he wins. But here's the thing. Then everyone's just like, oh, how do you guys feel now? Jeff Saturday got a win. Blah, 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 blah. Guys, he's been with the team for 5 minutes. You can't credit him on this win. You had to credit the team for this win. I think it actually has maybe like nothing to do with Jeff Saturday unless he like decided to like put Matt Ryan back in the game.
Well, that's it. That's who gets the credit. Matt Ryan.
Exactly. But I think it's also the team surrounding Matt Ryan. Yeah. I literally think that this win has nothing to do with Jeff Saturday, and he is going to be put to the ultimate test against like what? Thank you, universe, for getting the Colts to play the Eagles the following game, because the Eagles are fresh off of their first loss. They are pissed. And now they're going to play Jeff Saturday with a little bit more time under his belt, having actually coached the Colts for like the last week and a half. Woo! But that's my take. I don't think that this win had anything to do with Jeff Saturday and all these people being like, oh, what do you think? No, Jeff Saturday has no experience. I just want to give me a pill. No, the team did, not Jeff Saturday.
You don't think he's motivating? He's a leader of men.
Do I not think he's motivating?
Yeah, I feel like that was his whole bit, right? Like, after he had...
His whole bit?
This delay is killing me.
Mohan, yeah. He had his press conference, and he said, I could be terrible at this, and I might be fired in like, a couple of months from now. Is that motivating? If I heard that, and I was in the locker room, I'd be like, well, guys, what are we doing?
Yeah, but then he said he's going to try hard. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Like the team getting
Justin's
together.
Justin's awfully
and
quiet
like,
over there.
You're always playing devil's advocate.
I'm just
okay?
watching
this,
this
team getting
disaster
together.
Of a conversation unfold.
No,
everyone, this is we are a laughing stock of the NFL. We need to win this game. I think it's more so on the team and not on Jeff Saturday. Justin, what do you think?
Amen. Good job, Colts. You got your last win of the season. Oh, got him.
He has a personal thing with them, so.
No, I do think that was like, you know, every team that fires their head coach gets a little bump, and they don't always win, but there's always like an energy bump that comes with that.
Because they're motivated.
Because they're like, oh no, this coach won't be here next year. We have to go put good tape out so that the next everyone else around the league wants us to play for them again. Like, there's motivational factors besides just like Jeff Saturday's presence, I think.
Well, if Saturday loses out and he doesn't get the job, he goes back to being
an ESPN analyst.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's not like he tried it, whatever.
No, I'm not saying it's bad on him. I'm just saying, like, all of these people were like, I saw Twitter explode being like, oh, what do you guys have to say now? And it's like, still what I was saying, that maybe somebody with actual credentials should have been hired.
Oh,
there's
a
bevy of people more deserving for this job. That's what we were saying, and I stick by that. Okay, we are going to break. Coming up, we've got game picks. And yes, the Eagles and Colts are included in that. I think I actually might change my score. My score is generous right now for the Colts. I'm lowering it. I am lowering that sucker. Don't go anywhere.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Look at your neighbor and say, secure the bag.
All right, we are picking a couple games here, starting with the Eagles, who are favored by 7 at the Colts. The Eagles are pissed. They lost their first game. What a bummer. To the Commanders. What a bummer. They play the Colts. They play Jeff Saturday's Colts. You know where we stand on Jeff Saturday on this show, unless you're Mohan.
No, I agree with you. I was just presenting another side of the argument.
I had Eagles 27-20, which would just be a push. Nope, not anymore. I'm going Eagles 27-14.
Ooh.
I still think that that's kind of generous for the Colts to put up that much. But I think Matt Ryan also has a little bit of a chip on his shoulder now. Like, he was benched. Now he's coming back. He's coming back for revenge. But I think the Eagles, this is a big game for them. They gotta prove that they shouldn't have lost to the Commanders. Right. What do you guys like?
They just signed Ndamukong Suh, which is very interesting, and they also signed Joseph Linval. So they're addressing their biggest weakness, which has been stopping the run. I don't know how quickly they can get these new players up to speed. But you know the Colts are going to try to run the ball with Jonathan Taylor. That's like my only hesitation. Mm-hmm. But I still think the Eagles are going to pull away and dominate by the end of this game. It'll be not even close. But it could be close for a little bit.
So you're taking the -7. Mo, what are you doing?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, Eagles blowout. Nick Sirianni, coach of the year, Rachel's coach of the year so far, is going to show that you need to have head coach experience in the league.
Ooh.
Okay, up next, Lions at Giants. Giants are favored by 3. I know this is crazy, but it's just in my gut. I tried to physically write Giants in, and I can't do it. I am going Lions. I read this on ESPN. I pulled this stat. Barkley is going against the 31st ranked team against the run. That gives up 161 yards rushing game per game. That is terrifying. I am scared. And that was even more so why I wanted to type in Giants. But still, I couldn't do it. The Lions, they hot right now. They're coming off their first road win. If the Lions can pull this off, and I'm a genius, okay, and it's proved, this would be the first time that the Lions have won 3 games in a row since November of 2017. That is insane. Give Dan Campbell the keys to the dang city if this happens. I know it's crazy and probably a little dumb, but I like to just have one pick of a major underdog. I think that maybe the numbers don't say that they're the major underdog because Lions hype is real right now, but I consider them the major underdog, but I'm still going Lions. Graver, what do you like here?
I'm sorry, but I cannot pick the Lions. Their defense is just not good enough to beat the Giants.
It is a dumb decision, but I'm still doing it.
Any given Sunday, anything can happen. Balls bounce weird ways. You never know. You could win.
Oh, that was poetic.
But I'm going to go with the Giants.
I'm going the Giants, too. Sorry, Reed.
Like, you guys don't believe in miracles. Like, why do you even watch football if you?
I believe in miracles. I'm a Titans fan. Music City Miracle. Come on.
Jets at Patriots. Patriots favored by 3. I'm going Jets here. I have Jets winning 24-20. The last time they played the Patriots, we were hot on the Jets. Okay, they came off 4 straight wins. They had just beaten the Packers a couple of games ago. Sauce was wearing the cheese hat. We were like, oh my God, the Jets are going to beat the Patriots. And this is going to be so fun. The Jets lost 17-22. The Patriots won. Whoops-a-daisies. This is their second chance. You don't get second chances often. Okay. And this is their second opportunity to take down Bill Belichick, slay the Giant. I think that this is another one that I just want to happen. I know that they are away. They're at Gillette. That is going to be difficult. Zach Wilson versus Bill Belichick. Usually no thank you, but I'm doing it. I'm going Jets. Graber, what do you like?
I am not with you. I'm sorry.
Didn't think so.
I just think that Patriots defense is extremely underrated. especially this season, and I don't have any confidence that the Jets can, like, do what they need to do in a close game to pull out a win. So I am going to take Patriots -3.
I was just looking at the Patriots defense, and they had been holding teams to, like, insane scores. Like, they just held the Colts to 3. They held the Jets to 17. They held the Browns to 15. They held the Lions to 0.
Zero when they were a really hot offense at the time.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I am afraid of the defense. And again, this is another stupid pick, but I'm going with it. Mo, what do you like?
You're making your picks with your heart, which I like.
There you go.
I'm also with Graver, though. I'm picking the Patriots. I think Zach Wilson had 3 interceptions last time they played. Bill Belichick's just scary to go against when you're a young quarterback.
This is fun because I feel like since we're differing on so many picks this week, you know, your girl could make some moves.
Yeah.
I'm already behind, so what do I care if I lose?
That's true.
Okay, and then finally, we've got 49ers at Cardinals in Mexico City, another international game. The 49ers are favored by 8. I have them winning by just 7, 27-20. 49ers are just electric. They are so fun right now. There's this offense since Christian McCaffrey joined is just, it's dumb. It's dumb. I don't know if you guys saw that video of Jimmy G just being like greeted by all the Warriors cheerleaders. Like he's a god. He's a god in the city. I'm going 49ers. I still think the Cardinals are like a little bit of a messy situation. I haven't watched In Season Hard Knocks yet. I got to get on that. There's not enough juicy drama happening yet. But what do you guys think in this game, Graver? What do you like?
I am with you. I think the Niners win, but the Cardinals keep it close. And I like the Cardinals even more if Colt McCoy plays because Kyler Murray just, I don't know. They looked like a well-run offense last week for the first time this season. So I'm taking Arizona +8, and I think that it wouldn't be crazy because this game's in Mexico City. It's going to be weird. It wouldn't be crazy or shocking to me if Arizona actually did outright win this game. But I think San Francisco wins, but not by 8 points, so I'm picking Arizona.
I thought it was interesting. The 49ers have been like training in Colorado apparently the entire week to like get used to the
to the altitude.
The altitude. Thank you.
That is a cool idea.
High sea levels. Mo, what are you going?
I'm going the Niners big. They're gonna cover. They're gonna. I feel like each week they're getting better and better and more comfortable in the offense. And they should have covered last week against the Chargers, so they'll do it against the Cardinals.
Okay, coming up after the break, we are talking the best thing and the worst thing that I saw. So don't go anywhere.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
He's the best.
Okay, this is the best and the worst thing that I saw this week. The best thing that I saw was that, is this true? The gloves and the sleeve from the one-handed Justin Jefferson, front of the pod, catch, is going into the Hall of Fame. Isn't that insane? Like, that's insane for him.
Yeah.
Also, how cheesed would you be if your stuff was in the Hall of Fame and then you didn't make it into the Hall of Fame?
I feel like if he goes at this pace, he'll be there.
Yeah, he's the future Hall of Famer, but it's really early to say that because, you know, you got to put, like, longevity plays a part in these things.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, but don't you think that if you're, that's messed up. That's messed up. If your gloves and your stuff from the greatest catch of all time is in the Hall of Fame and you don't make it in the Hall of Fame,
yeah,
you make the catch.
No, that is messed
that's
up.
That's weird.
That is messed up.
That's weird. Again, friend of the pod. He was our friend before he was your guys' friend. So just want to put it out there. And then the worst thing I saw, guys, this just like bummed me out. And it was also like, I want to say it's beautiful, but it's just like really sad. And also goes to show like, okay, so I want to play you this clip of Derek Carr after getting beat by Jeff Saturday. Everyone's upset about Jeff Saturday, even Derek Carr. Let's roll the clip. Let's listen to it.
Sorry for being emotional. I'm just pissed off about some of the things, you know, that a lot of us try and do just to practice what we put our bodies through just to sleep at night. And for that to be the result of all that effort pisses me off.
Okay, this is going to sound bad. I know he's being sincere and he's not like trying to like make a show of it, but it is such a show. And like his words are so like sound like they're like, he looks, it sounds like he's like doing an audition for
a take. He's like, performing. He's performing. I don't know if he's performing for his team, for the media, for whatever, but that was a performance. Come on.
It's a great performance. I'm buying it. I'm not saying I'm not buying it. I am buying it. If that was in a movie, I'd be like, give him the Oscar.
Yeah,
give
I agree.
Him
I'm in.
The trophy.
You guys are so mean.
I'm in. I'm so in.
You guys are so mean.
But it's no. I'm saying he's being authentic. But
you're
also,
saying he's
as
doing
I'm
a
it,
good
I'm
job
like,
acting. Sad.
Right.
Fascinating. I don't know. I don't think that Derek Carr is like putting on this big show and like crying. Although it is funny, if you watch the full clip, somebody does interrupt him and he goes,
yes.
Like he goes,
he rehearsed it in front of his mirror and he wants to perform it. I think he may
he
really
didn't get all the lines out.
He may really feel sad, but like who talks like that at a press conference? Come on.
You guys.
I've done so many self tapes doing the same thing. Just like,
you know,
welling up. I can do it. I see it. I can see it 1,000 miles away.
You okay. Know.
Real recognize real.
The Oscar is yours.
And fake
the
recognize
Oscar
fake.
Is yours. Derek. Guys, that is it. That is all. That's our show. We are going to be back next week. I won't be jet lagged. Kyle Brandt is going to be on the show. Oh my gosh. It's going to be week. What's going to be week 12 next week?
12.
It's going to be Thanksgiving next week. We're going to have themed episodes. It's going to be great. Come back on Tuesday. Come back on Friday for Benched with Bonetta. We love you guys. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter and all of the things, and we will see you next week. Bye.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.